Music started already. We have the color guard standing in front of us, and you have to give these men and women credit as they stand in uniform in this very warm day.
Yeah, the men in the uniform and the people, there is a number of uniforms that we see as we look out into the crowd today, which has to be several hundred. The Northfield Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Committee is putting on a little picnic afterwards for this, and we also have the Believe It is over at the pavilion as well in Lions Park, where they have the Memorial Pavilion. So you're welcome to stick around or come on out this afternoon if you can make it down to the live broadcast, which is going to be starting very soon here, are the actual services. You can certainly take part and greet and meet and greet some of the veterans, the people who have served their country. We have a moving tribute today for the first time in many years. Ken Grissom, Chubb Grissom, will not be the master of ceremonies. Keith Beckwith, who is active Air Force National Guard, is going to be the MC for today's services. We'll also have the posting of colors here. The Northfield High School Band is in the background. Unfortunately, just the way things are, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get that to hear the micro or the band very well today, but we'll see what we can do. Just the logistics and where we're located, where they're located. So we'll have to see there. And let's go to the podium now.
It's great to see you all here. Would you please stand for the posting of the colors? Remain standing as the band plays the national anthem, as Kathleen Doran Norton will lead the audience in song.
The American Legion and VFW Post 4393, Legion Post 84. Comprise the color guard as they make their way up to the front of the services.
Post colors. Present. Arm.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Order. Who?
Now, Reverend John Quam, with our invocation and prayer for the Navy dead.
Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, we come before you today with much gratitude. We thank you for this land of freedom in which we live. Especially today, we thank you for those who have served in our military organizations to help preserve our liberties. And particularly today, we thank you for those who have died in these services and thus helped all of us. Thank you. We also pray today for those who lead our nation, that you would guide them in their decisions and their efforts, that they may help in efforts to provide peace with justice for our land and for our world. In your name we pray. Amen. We remember the Navy. O Lord, we've heard recently of a Navy man whose body was just been brought home to his family for burial, even though he had died 77 years ago at Pearl Harbor. We recognize that others died in the service of our country, and that similarly, their remains could not be brought home for burial. And we're aware of the hardships this brought on their families. We pray for your love and care for these families and their sorrow. Remind them of your love for them, and above all, for your gift of resurrection in our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Reverend John Quam. Now, Keith Bethwith,
Thank you, Reverend Quam. Please be seated. Now, placing a wreath for the Navy dead and the POW and MIA. For the Navy dead, Barbara Swenson, American Legion Auxiliary President.
The placing of the wreaths now at the just out in front of the podium.
For our POWs and those missing in action, Glee Stark, VFW, Auxiliary President.
The wreaths are actually made out of bread these days. They used to use the more traditional branches, but those are certainly not environmentally friendly. So Quality Bakery has come through with bread wreaths. Thanks to Doug and Sue, the Wimettes down at Quality Bakery.
Please join me as the Northville High School Band, under the direction of Mary Williams, plays America the Beautiful.
Spacious skies,
for amber
waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the fretted plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy hood with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you today to a couple of distinguished guests that we have. Rice County Commissioner Galen Mollica. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Ponell. And we have a very special guest at 102 years old, served in the Battle of the Bulge, Bill Beery. It was great that you could join us today. Thank you. The commander's address, Bruce Stowe, VFW Post Commander, 4393.
Thank you, Keith. I'd like to thank all of you for attending and participating in today's Memorial Day service. Also, greetings to those of you listening today on KIM Radio. Northfield has a fantastic tradition of honoring our veterans, in particular our fallen comrades. Through the Honor Guard of VFW Post 4393 and American Legion Post 84, their auxiliaries, our beautiful Veterans Memorial Park, and by programs like our Memorial Day service today. There's a special bond among soldiers, sailors, airmen and women, Marines, and Coast Guard personnel. That bond continues after service as veterans gather to pay respect and honor to those that have passed through events like this. I ask that you get involved, either in one of the local service organizations or auxiliaries, or support them as best you can. Their purpose is to honor and serve veterans and their families and ensure the fallen and needy are not forgotten. I'd like to thank the youth in our community. Folks, we are truly in good hands. If you've never been to one, the Northfield Elementary Schools provide a fabulous Veterans Day program, honoring all who have served. The youth participation in our Memorial Day program each year is truly appreciated, and it shows us their pride and their dignity. Parents, talk to your kids. Kids, talk to your parents. Understand and honor the true meaning and traditions of Memorial Day. As your family gathers today for a barbecue or a meal, please take a few moments of silence and remember the men and women who served, are no longer with us, and especially those that have not yet come home, our POWs and MIAs. There's a unique protocol for displaying the American flag on this day of remembrance. The flag is lowered to half staff through the morning hours on Memorial Day to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their nation during times of conflict. At noon, the flag is raised to its full height to recognize those who picked up the flag by carrying on the mission for those fallen heroes. At noon today, these proud veterans behind me will raise the flag to full staff. They'll raise it for all of you that are still in service today, for all of you who are veterans, for all of you who are in an auxiliary, and for all of you that are here today to honor and remember our fallen heroes. Again, thank you for coming today, and may God bless America.
Bruce Stowe, the VFW commander.
Thank you, Commander Stowe. Our Voice of Democracy essay and speech this year is a true award winner. Logan's speech took first place in the Northfield VFW competition, first place at both the First District and the State of Minnesota competition. Logan earned a trip to Washington, D.C., where he placed seventh in the nation with his speech on the topic, American History, Our Hope for the Future. I give you Northfield High School Junior, Logan Ledman.
In the War of 1812, an American named Francis Scott Key was locked aboard a British ship to negotiate the release of prisoners. Kept aboard the ship, Key was helpless to do anything but watch all night as the British bombarded Fort McHenry. Key held his breath as the first rays of dawn spread over the fort. Illuminated in the morning sun was a 30-foot-wide flag still waving. The American troops had survived the night. On the back of a postcard, Key wrote the first stanza of a poem, ending it with a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? It's a question and a challenge that reaches across the ages. And as long as we look to the lives and the sacrifices of those who have served our country, the flag will wave. As long as American history remains told, we can look back on their examples for guidance. Where can we look to gain this guidance and clarity? We can look to the ever-strong visage of the American soldier, sailor, and airman. We can look at any corner of America at any time in history and find these heroes. I look to the teenage farm boys of the Revolution who left their families and their homes behind. These young men, as full of energy as their newfound country, braved peril after peril in their struggle to bring forth a country conceived in liberty. Their generation began stitching Key's flag. I look to enslaved fathers in the Civil War, bleeding to gain a new birth of freedom for their children, heroes who looked death in the eye for the promise of throwing off the shackles of oppression and bondage. Their generation completed the bloody work of crafting the flag. I look to men hardened by the blows of the Depression, taking bullets across the oceans, and to the women who saved their lives in bloody hospital beds. The greatest generation indeed. I am inspired by their heroism and by the immense good our World War II veterans did for the world. I look to poor kids struggling through a war they don't understand. There are few things that amaze me more than the extraordinary perseverance of those who found themselves in Vietnam. While the war itself remains contentious, no one can deny the sacrifice of those who came home as veterans and those who came home in caskets. Their generation etched the flag into the nation's soul. I look to patriots who took up arms when their country was under attack. Every man and woman who enlisted to beat back terror will be remembered for their contribution, and we can only hope they gain the recognition and honor that they deserve. Their generation holds the flag steady. From the plains of Yorktown to the halls of Montezuma, from the fields of Gettysburg to the trenches of the Argonne, on blood-soaked shores in Normandy and thundering jungles in Da Nang, in biting winters at Valley Forge and sweltering deserts in Afghanistan, the men and women of the American military have demonstrated the utmost in dedication to their families and to their country. Most especially, those buried in the cloak of the stars and stripes, and those whose fates are still unknown to this day. When Francis Scott Key saw Old Glory rippling in the breeze of dawn, it was more than a flag. It represented the dreams, the values, the intangible qualities of his young country. As each generation has etched its story into that flag, they created new meanings unique to them. As we seek to write our story into the flag, it is our duty to search for guidance in their example. Our hope for the future, then, lies in average Americans looking to these heroes and their stories. If we can all attempt to understand their sacrifices, there are eternal lessons to be found. I could talk about them for hours. Instead, I implore you, seek out a veteran, talk to them, learn more about the stories of those who came before us. Learn from those who've sown our flag. Search for the heart of America's heroes, and you will come away forever changed. And then you will be ready to stitch your story into the flag. Thank you.
Wow, quite a remarkable speech written and given by Logan Ledman.
Logan, thank you for your articulate and powerful message. Now a memorial address would be by Dr. Matt Hillman.
Superintendent of Schools for Northwood School District, Dr. Matt Hillman, now addressing the crowd.
I usually don't go off script. Well, that's a lie. I always go off script. But anyone who is worried about the future of our nation and worried about today's kids, I get to work with kids like Logan every day. Let's give him another round of applause. I think we're going to be okay, don't you? In August of 1945, my father-in-law, Jack Connors, he went down to a local station in Detroit, Michigan, and enlisted in the United States Navy. The next day, August 15th, 1945, the Japanese Empire surrendered in World War II. And for the rest of his life, he told everybody he met, they knew I was coming. Good morning. My name is Matt Hillman, and I'm the superintendent of schools here in Northfield, and I'm privileged to share some time with you today. I have to tell you, I'm feeling pretty inadequate in comparison to the heroes, the true heroes who are assembled with us here this morning. I did not serve in uniform, but I'm incredibly grateful for the freedoms that I had to pursue my dreams, thanks to so many veterans who are here today and so many who are not. My father-in-law spent his time on a supply ship in the Pacific after World War II, and he said he peeled a lot of potatoes. He dutifully taught every one of his six children several Navy songs, our favorite being a version of "Gee, Mom, I Wanna Go Home." I think most of the veterans know that one, right? At our wedding in 1997, he was already terminally ill, and it didn't stop him from calling all of the kids up in front of the entire wedding reception and having them sing those songs. He was so proud of his service in the United States Navy. My wife Mary and I, we have made sure that our children know those songs, and I hope that they will teach their children those songs because that's their best connection with Grandpa Jack's service. He is buried at Fort Snelling, and again, a man who is so proud of his service. I've attended this program for several years, and I'm always impressed with this turnout. Look around you. Look at how many people came out here today to celebrate the sacrifice of so many. I'm always so impressed with the turnout, the reverence displayed for our fallen American heroes. I am so proud our high school band plays here every year, and I'm also very proud of all the work that the scouts are doing today. I think that the most important part for these young people is to witness our community's love for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so we could be free. To our veterans here today, you have earned the thanks of a grateful nation. You serve so many people like me, like our students, and so many others so that they could pursue their dreams in peace. But we all know Memorial Day is not about the living, is it? Nearly 1.1 million American soldiers have died since those first shots at Concord in 1775. We try every year to express our gratitude for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this grand experiment of self-governance that we call the United States of America. Just like America, our attempt at gratitude is far from perfect. And just like America, we will strive for perfection. Perfection in our union and perfection in our gratitude for those who fought and who have died to protect it. A heartfelt thanks to all of our living veterans here. A heartfelt thanks that is so far from perfect for those of you here who have lost a loved one in service of this great nation. Thank you for your service, and may God bless America.
Thank you, Dr. Hillman. Would you join me in singing "America," led by Northwell High School Band?
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, God our King.
Color guard, attend.
Now we will honor all of the conflicts that we have been involved in by placing a wreath. For the Revolutionary War, Norlene Wells. The War of 1812, Jackie Swanson.
As wreaths are placed on crosses, which are on the front lawn of Veterans Memorial Park here.
The Civil War, Jane Gambucci.
Wonderful job by the Northfield High School Band and Kathleen Doran Norton, the vocalist today, as you've heard in several songs that have played so far.
The Spanish-American War. Carrie Osmond Flum. World War One. Marilyn Calcutt.
And while we're doing this, we'd like to thank the Memorial Day Committee. Tom Hart is the chair, and Bruce Stowe, another, the co-chair.
World War Two. Hannah Grieve.
Those on the committee for the ceremony today include Pam Peterson, Jane Gambucci, Barb Swenson, Gene Johnson, Glee Stark.
The Korean War, Jill Landsteiner.
Susie Bucci and the Veterans Park Committee. And once again, the bread wreaths donated by Quality Bakery.
The Vietnam War, Joan Meyer. Grenada and Lebanon, Karen Cornell. Panama, Arlene Boltman. Persian Gulf War, Kim Roth.
You're listening to Veterans Memorial Services from Veterans Memorial Park, brought to you by Northfield American Legion Post 84 and VFW Post 4393 here on KYMN Radio.
Operation Iraqi, Enduring Freedom, Sheila Rorick.
Beautiful day, a bit on the warm side, but it's a lovely summer-like day here at Veterans Park.
Operation Enduring Freedom, Marilyn Peterson. Now, recognition of all the branches. When your branch's song is played, please stand proudly and sing, led by our own Northfield High School Band.
Merchant Marines. A long, long pull with our hatches full, braving the wind, braving the sea, faithful, treacherous foe. Heave ho, my lads, heave ho, let the sea roll high or low. We can cross any ocean, sail any river, give us the goods and we'll deliver. Damn the submarine. We're the men of the Merchant Marine Coast Guard. so hear the Coast Guard marching song. We sing on land or sea, through surf and storm and howling gale, I shall a purpose be. Semper Paratus is our guild, our fame and glory too. To fight, to save, or fight to die, I, Coast Guard, we are for you. Marines. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles on the land as on the sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to bear the title of United States Marines. Air Force. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Atom boys, give her the guns. Down we dive, spiting our fines from under, off on one hell of a course. We leave in fame, go down in flame, nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. Navy. Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to college joys, we sail at break of day. Through our last night on shore, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, he's wishing you a happy voyage home. Army. First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might, and the army goes rolling along. Proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won, and the army goes rolling along. Then it's hi, hi, hey, the army's on its way. Count off the cadence loud and strong, for wherever we go, you will always know that the army goes rolling along.
What happens next is a very somber part of our ceremony. And I encourage you to reflect on those that have gone before us. Bring a last roll call. Roger Velnudsen, Legion Post 8-4 Commander.
John Jack Elbers. John Jack Elbers. John Jack Elbers. Robert Berg. Robert Berg. Robert Berg. Edgar Bornhausen. Edgar Bornhausen. Edgar Bornhausen. Norman Boyum. Norman Boyum. Norman Boyum. Dean Britton. Dean Britton. Dean Britton. Robert Broderick. Robert Broderick. Robert Broderick. William Borderson. William Borderson. William Borderson. Robert Broski. Robert Broski. Robert Broski. Wilbur Christensen. Wilbur Christensen. Wilbur Christensen. Larry Christensen. Larry Christensen. Larry Christensen. Jared Edwardson. Jared Edwardson. Jared Edwardson. Rudolph Froilan. Rudolph Froilan. Rudolph Froilan. Jean Grant. Jean Grant. Jean Grant. John Green. John Green. John Green. Rodney Greger. Rodney Greger. Rodney Greger. LeWayne Gus Gustafson. LeWayne Gus Gustafson. LeWayne Gus Gustafson. Sherwin Hansen. Sherwin Hansen. Sherwin Hansen. James Hubbard. James Hubbard. James Hubbard. John Jerick. John Jerick. John Jerick. Kenneth Call. Kenneth Call. Kenneth Call. Leslie Kirkman. Leslie Kirkman. Leslie Kirkman. Thomas Larson. Thomas Larson. James Leahy. James Leahy. James Leahy. L. Franklin Lee. L. Franklin Lee. James Moberg. James Moberg. James Moberg. Orville Nelson. Orville Nelson. Orville Nelson. William Bill Knutsman. William Bill Nutzman. William. Norman Ullman. Norman Ullman. Norman Ullman. Ronald Peterson. Ronald Peterson. Ronald Peterson. Norma Pomerantz. Norma Pomerantz. Norma Pomerantz. James Reich. James Reich. James Reich. Richard Reich. Richard Reich. Richard Reich. David Remus. David Remus. David Remus. Donald Remick. Donald Remick. Donald Remick. Paul Rowe. Paul Rowe. Paul Rowe. Theodore Ted Schmidt. Theodore Ted Schmidt. Theodore Ted Schmidt. Maynard Schroeder. Maynard Schroeder. Maynard Schroeder. James Scott. James Scott. James Scott. Dennis Sees. Dennis Sees. Dennis Sees. Larry Severson. Larry Severson. Larry Severson. Gordon Simonson. Gordon Simonson. Gordon Simonson. Joseph Stanton. Joseph Stanton. Joseph Stanton. Leo Thompson. Leo Thompson. Leo Thompson. Jack Turnblad. Jack Turnblad. Jack Turnblad. Dale Touche. Dale Touche. Dale Touche. John Tussing. John Tussing. John Tussing. Arthur White. Arthur White. Arthur White. Warren Wold. Warren Wold. Warren Wold.
Color guard, retrieve colors.
Please stand for the salute to the colors and the playing of taps.
Present. Boom.
And a wonderful job on taps by high school students Carolyn Pritchard and Sam Dwyer. They're with the Northfield High School Band, who is out here performing at Veterans Memorial Park for the Memorial Day services. Still have the benediction.
Please remain standing for the benediction by Reverend John Qualm. Before he comes up, a quick thank you to some of the people that made this possible today. Memorial Day Committee, Tom Hart, Chairman, Bruce Stowe, Chairman, Pam Peterson, Jane Gambucci, Barb Swenson, Gene Johnson, Glee Stark, Susie Vookie, and the Veterans Park Committee. The bread wreaths were donated by Quality Bakery. After this ceremony, the Honorable Ribbon will be hosting a picnic at the Lions Pavilion after the program. All the public are welcome. Please feel free, if you are a family member, to take the nameplate and the carnation and flag from the markers in front of you. Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with peace and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Color guard. Right feet. Right shoulder. Poof. Forward. Poof. Hold up. Go left, right, left.
And there is the retiring of the colors by the color guard from the Northfield American Legion Post 84 and VFW Post 4393. And that's going to bring to a close a Memorial Day Services 2018, a tribute to all veterans at Veterans Memorial Park. certainly like to thank everybody involved with the broadcast here and everyone from the Northfield American Legion and also the Northfield VFW for bringing you the event not only on radio.
This concludes Memorial Day celebration for 2018. Thank you for attending. Please join us for lunch over at the Pavilion and have a great day.
Big crowd here today. You've been listening to Keith Beckwith, the new master of ceremonies. Ken Grissom, who has done it for so long, has finally found someone to pass the baton to, and a wonderful job by Keith Beckwith. You're listening to KYMN Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Jeff Johnson. With me is our news director and my wife, Terry Knight. Terry, boy, what a beautiful setting. A little bit on the warm side today, but everybody made it through, and just a wonderful way to remind people of what the weekend is for.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that sometimes that gets lost. But as I heard someone else mention today, a veteran say, you know, we still want people to be able to enjoy the day and enjoy their time with family, get out there and have a good time, because that's what those sacrifices are for, is to keep us free to be able to do those things.
Yeah, so get out today and enjoy the rest of your weekend, the beginning of summer. It's weird. Winter just ended a couple of weeks ago, and now summer began. No spring at all this year, but it's going to be a warm one today, one of the hottest Memorial Days on record. Some things going on today. Of course, the Dundas Dukes and the Northfield Knights will meet in the mid-afternoon sun, 2 o'clock today in Dundas. They'll have plenty of cold water and other cold beverages to drink out there, I'm sure. And coming up also in right now, beginning, is the Northfield Beyond the Yellow Ribbon campaign. I was over, Terry, talking with some of the folks from Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, the campaign, and this is a special day for them as well.
Oh, it most certainly is. The Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, they have done so much. They have over 300 people ready to serve and help our veterans, and of course, the active military families who have issues or have needs that they can help with. So keep that in mind. And again, the public is invited to attend the picnic. Everyone is welcome. You can say thank you to a vet.
Yes. So come on out. Everybody's welcome. And we've got a big crowd here today. They're going over there to start cooling off. We also, along with the Northfield Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, if you'd like to find out more about that program, you can certainly do so. Or Believe It. It's another veterans service organization that provides service dogs to veterans who suffer from complications of battle, whether it be PTSD or something else. But what a wonderful thing. Sam Daly is over there to talk about the program. We have seen their program before, and the dogs that the dogs are wonderful, but the relationship between the dogs and the veterans that have them is truly remarkable.
It really makes such a difference in their lives to be able to go out in public, to be able to sleep at night. The dogs are there, they're available. They'll put a hand or a paw, I should say, on a veteran who may be having issues in the nighttime hours, and they provide that calming presence, and has made turned people's lives around, frankly.
Yeah, certainly has. And you can find out more about that program. Once again, stop on in. The lunch is free. It's a chance to thank some veterans, talk to some people, and maybe just get out for a little social event, see your friends and neighbors, and do something good. But boy, what a great day today has been for the memorial services. A huge crowd here. I don't know what the record crowd is for today, but a lot of people braved the elements. And today, the elements include heat to come out here. So we'd like to thank Northfield Legion, Post 84, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 4383, for sponsoring the event, not only here in the park, the actual event itself, the ceremony itself, but also the broadcast of the event on KYMN Radio. Some of the other, I wanted to thank a couple of people before we go, and or at least recognize a few people. The Northfield High School Band under Mary Williams did just such a wonderful job, as did the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts placing of the flowers. So we had a lot of young people involved in this, and as you heard, what a wonderful stirring speech given by Logan Ledman from the Voice of Democracy program. Boy, what a wonderful speech that was, and seventh nationally, and you wonder why by only 7. The competition must have been very good at that.
Oh, absolutely. That was so stirring. I mean, to match all the way from Scott Key all the way back and incorporate every war and then bring it back again. And it was very, very moving. And a shout out, too, to the Northfield High School Band, who did a wonderful performance. And, of course, they're sitting in those hot uniforms as well. So we appreciate what they did.
Yeah, wonderful job. So that's going to do it from us here at Veterans Memorial Park. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to return to our regular programming. One more person to thank, and that is Wendy Nordquist, who is back at the studios making sure the broadcast works. So thank you, Wendy. We're going to turn things back to the studio. Enjoy the remainder of your Memorial Day. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the KYMN Morning Show. But now, back to Wendy in the studio.